All right, let's move on and look at number seven. Presupposition number seven is that the map's not the territory. Now, what that says is it says that the words that we use are not the event or the item that they represent. See, here's the thing, and we'll talk about this exercise as we get later on, move on in the training. Each person has a different map of what a word means inside of them. Everyone has a different meaning for a certain word. If I were to talk to you about what I believe the word love means, for example, I would have a lot different meaning than you would have. And if we took the word picnic and each of us defined the word picnic to our own satisfaction, every one of us would have a different meaning for the word picnic. So inside each human being is a structure of the meaning of the words, And we have no idea if the person we're talking to has had similar experiences as we've had or different experiences we had. In fact, we can probably count on the fact that their experiences will be quite a bit different from ours. And so each of us have different words that we use to structure our thinking. And that's what the map is not the territory means. It means each person uses and thinks about an event in a different way. And so I'm going to use words that produce the most results in you, not necessarily what are the words that produce results in me. Now that's important. NLP is a description of the human being from a context or a process or a structural point of view. We're less interested in the content of NLP or in the content when we're looking at NLP as opposed to noticing a pattern that occurs or structure of behavior or in what context does this client produce this behavior. So we don't need to spend 15 years finding out about the details of someone's personal history. It's simply not that meaningful. Now the question is, how do you get to context or structure? How do you move to discover the context or the structure of some behavior? Well, you certainly get some content, but each time you pay attention to the content, what you're looking for the structure that it represents. And that's all tied up in this presupposition, the map is not the territory, which essentially says the words we use are not the event or item they represent.